This is Matthew Robinson for LA Theater Bites. Dyark Library presents Edgar Allan Poe as a new version of the immersive theater production from the team at After Hours Theater. This play explores the dark and tortured mind of Edgar Allan Poe. It is a show where guests are not allowed to speak, but still can find ways to communicate with one another. It is a library, after all. As they are served ornate and delicious cocktails, or mocktails if you so prefer, and then are treated to a magnificent experience that blends showmanship, poetry, dance, and immersive performances you won't soon forget. I'm a big fan of Edgar Allan Poe's work. Perhaps it comes from growing up in D.C., only a stone's throw away from Baltimore, the brooding city where he resided. Wherever my love for Poe's work came from, the team at Dark Library seems to share it, and they have crafted a simply sensational immersive experience. Directed by Jennifer Anjuan and Graham Wedderhahn, with immersive design by Sarah Beale and Parker Sela. I cannot give too many details about the show without risking ruining the experience, so I'll do my best to be vague while giving you an idea of the majestic design and performances of the show. The first thing I must talk about is the choreography. It is essential to the show and gives us a vibrant and gorgeous movement from the cast. The choreography was done by Emily DePaul and Jennifer Anjuan, who know exactly how to utilize the space and make the audience feel like they are part of the action. This is a show that lives and dies off of how it's able to tell a story with human movement, and it is wildly successful. The show works by pairing a poem of Poe's to a new drink. This brings the show from immersive to a full-blown experience, a show that demands your attention, but also allows you to really soak in the atmosphere. It flies by, thanks to the energetic and magnetic performances from Paul Stanko, Nia Johnson, Jalen Harvey, Jan Redondo, and Catherine Powers. They all work so well as an ensemble, having to trust one another to nail each and every movement exactly as planned, all accompanied by the wonderful original music from Cooper Baldwin, performed live. And I would be remiss not to mention the impactful narration that comes from Greg Baldwin. It booms through the speakers with gravitas and confidence that will make anyone in attendance lean in. Those familiar with Baldwin know his work from voicing characters in various groundbreaking television shows. Dark Library has once again proven they have a tight grasp on the world of immersive theater, telling stories with brilliant execution and stories that help you reflect on the words and work of the artist in a different and exciting way. Making this a must-see for Poe fans, I truly believe, and people looking for something new in the world of theater. My final score is a 9.1 out of 10. Dark Library Presents Edgar Allan Poe is now playing in North Hollywood until Sunday, November 23rd. Tickets can be purchased on Eventbrite or by visiting their website, afterhourstheater.com. Thank you for your continued support of the performing arts in Los Angeles, and until next time, I'll see you at the theater.